بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to A to Z program. Today we're going to be discussing about the goal of our life. What is it? And the levels of taqwa, how they are defined. So we're going to start off with talking about the goal of our life. The goal of our life, according to traditions, is to acquire taqwa. So what do we do in this world? We acquire taqwa. Taqwa, as we defined it, is abstaining from sins and carrying out the obligatory acts, the wajibat. So staying away from haram and performing wajibat. This is taqwa. This is how you acquire taqwa. Why and how come taqwa is the goal of our life, right? So we're going to talk about a few points really briefly that will explain to us why taqwa is so important when it comes to us human beings. First of all, taqwa is the foundation. Taqwa is that precondition that allows our good deeds to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the a'mal salih, all those good actions, all those good deeds that we perform in this world, they will only be accepted, as established in the Holy Quran, is when we have taqwa. Number two, acceptance of dua. Dua is an important part of all of our lives. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for our hajat. We ask for our needs. When do our duas get accepted? According to traditions, it is when we have taqwa. It reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have taqwa. This is why we have people and personalities in the history who are mustajabud da'wa. Whenever they used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about something, it would just happen right away. Why? Because there were no hindrances between them, their dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment they did the dua, it reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He accepted them. So one of the ways we can get our duas to be accepted is by acquiring taqwa and practicing taqwa. Then, one of the quickest way to get to the heavens and directly, without any stops, according to a tradition, which was a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Moses. In that tradition, Allah clearly says that somebody who practices taqwa, which is does not commit sins, he can directly enter to the heaven, right? And last but not the least, our eternal salvation depends on taqwa.